hosting the Global Investment Summit at Hampton Court Palace, hoping to encourage more firms to trade in Britain. He says the funds will secure tech and renewable energy projects and will level up the country. In his speech, Mr. Sunak called the economy modern, dynamic and thriving.
When I say that this country can be the best place in the world to invest and to do business, you should believe me, and believe me because of three big competitive advantages that we have. Our low-tax approach, our culture of innovation, and our people.
Meanwhile, Rishi Sunak says he's determined to bring net migration down. The Prime Minister's updating the Commons later on measures to tackle it, including the scheme to send asylum seekers to Rwanda. Calls are growing for a four-day pause in fighting between Israel and Hamas to be extended as it reaches its final day. US President Joe Biden says it's in everyone's interest that it continues so more hostages can be released. A helpline assisting victims of revenge porn say they've seen a spike in demand for their services. More than 10,000 reports were made to the centre in the first 9 months of the year. Bryony, not her real name, says her ex-partner filmed her in the shower and threatened to share the video.
It's horrible in any way. And any situation, my body is my own body. And it wasn't up to him. It wasn't his choice to decide who else sees it.
Restaurant critic Grace Dent has left the I'm a Celebrity jungle. ITV's revealed the columnist quit the show on medical grounds. And more wintry weather is expected this week, with sleet and snow possible across the UK. Temperatures could fall as low as minus 8 degrees Celsius in places over the next few days. That's the latest. I'm Kat Suave.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Kat.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
All right, let's look at the weather for today. Looking pretty miserable out there. Very overcast. Heavy rain and a gentle breeze. That's going to be for most of the day. In fact, right the way up till the early hours. So on and off rain. And then tomorrow, it looks like a dry day with some nice bright sunshine, especially first thing in the morning. And then it will cloud over a little bit, but it should be sunny and cold at 6 degrees. It's going down, the temperatures, aren't they? And I might have to put my socks on soon.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
There I am. Sorry about that. There I was going, I wish I was in Valencia with you. George, if you still listening, I'm sorry about that. I love that song, Get Away. It's that chord that I go, when he came and played it live in the studio, George Bone, I was like, oh, what's that chord? What's that chord? It just all sings to me. He's very much got like a modern Billy Joel kind of feel. Just classy, you know, just really classy. George Bone, do check him out. He's local singer-songwriter. I've not been watching I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. How's it going? Anybody got any updates on that? Is it a show I should be watching? I used to watch it years ago. I've not watched it at all this time round, although I know it's lots of controversy. But no, I've not watched it. Maybe I should. I did have a nice walk on Sunday. You know, I'm doing my let me be an old person thing. Let me be an old person. I went for a walk. I get up on a Sunday morning. And then I get in the car, I go and buy a coffee, and I've got one, I get it from the petrol station, then the exciting bit is, I get the QR Coke, like that, on my phone, it doesn't make that noise, but anyway, I'm like, oh, and if I keep buying coffee, I'll get a free one after about 400, and then I get in the car, and then I go over to wherever I'm going in Essex, and I go for a walk. And I did about half an hour, I did that on Saturday, no, Sunday morning. And then I came back, and after that I went shopping, and I got some nice sausages. I should stop eating sausages. Bit of black pudding. I know, if you're out there, I'm sorry, I like a bit of black pudding. And I did a nice little breakfast. And then, after that, I had that. That was by about 11 o'clock. So it was a bit of brunch. And then I just sat on the sofa, and I didn't move. I watched Harold Baldier, who I love, from YouTube. If you don't know who he is, go and check him out. H-A-L-A-R-H-D-R, I think it's Harold Baldier. A really good travel blogger, very funny and very interesting. So I watched loads of that. Then I was watching Abroad in Japan. That's another one of my favourites I like watching. And I just sort of sat there just sat there not moving, and I thought, I just feel so tired. I think it was maybe going out on Friday. On Friday, I actually hit 10,000 steps because I was in London at the Sky Garden, but also went to Spitalfields, went all over the place and was walking a lot up and down the stairs. I tell you what, when I got up Saturday morning, I was like, my back. That's it. I can go out one day a week, and then it takes me about 4 days to recover. I wouldn't mind. I mean, I'd only had really, like, half a bottle of wine over about 6 hours. I did have a cocktail, to be fair. £17. £17! I literally choked. I was like, what's it coming in? A bucket? It's hardly anything in the glass. A classic margarita, yes, it was. £17. I mean, I drank that as slowly as I possibly could. Anyway, 11.05, plenty more music coming up in this hour, and some new music as well. But I thought we'd start off with this. It's Earth, Wind & Fire with Fantasy. we got some new music. This is Rogue FX. We're drifting. This is the Aisle 9 remix. I know that Alison's out there doing some leg kicks at the moment. She's doing an exercise. Go into this, Alison. Different remix of that track. Really love it. Good morning to Rogue FX. If he's listening out there, might be as he's at work. And don't forget, a lot of the music I play by independent musicians, they're out there doing their day jobs and they do this on the side. So it can be quite expensive. Not everybody can do mixing and recording at home. Some people have to go into studio to get it all kind of finished, and it does cost a bit of money to do it. So musicians don't do music for money if they're recording their own stuff. I mean, if you're going out doing covers, that's one thing. So that's why I always say, if you like a page, it just, you know, it's a like. Sometimes it's like getting blood out of a stone to get somebody to like something you've done. And then other times you'll put something online that is absolutely, you know, just, maybe a question about sausages, and then you'll get about 50 people going, oh yeah, well, I like that kind of I like a Cumberland sausage, me. I like, and you're like, what about my my song that I posted last week? What about the important thing I put down about the environment? Nothing. Not a sausage. You get no feedback at all. But that's the way it is. That's why you've got to build up your fan base. I've got to stop looking on TikTok. I am addicted to the TikTok shop. I only have to see something on there and I go, oh, I must get that. Yes, I definitely need that in my life. At the moment, I'm looking at gadgets. I'm forever losing or breaking things to plug your phone into. I've got a couple that you can just rest on top and they charge, but they take ages. But I want some new chargers because at the moment, I did see one actually on TikTok shop that was one where you could put your Apple Watch, you can put your Apple phone, and if you've got your iPods or whatever they are, you can charge it all on one go. And I was like, oh. Things to get excited by, and also a clip-on light that goes onto your iPhone or whatever other phone you've got. And I've looked at that was about £7. I was like, oh. But at the moment, I'm trying to work out how to do some video at home with me singing, and I didn't want to really put it into Ableton or Pro Tools you can use, and basically sing and video, and you can do it on your phone, but then you mime to the stuff you see, and I want to do it live, so I'm just trying to work out how to get a good visual, okay, and also get a good sound. That's what I'm trying to do at the moment. There we go. Thought I'd just share that with you for no reason. What's this? We can meet in December. Oh, good morning, Alison. Yes. She's doing some, what are you doing? Some exercises on your legs. She used to be a gymnast, Alison, my friend Alison. Which I'd love to be at. You know, even now, I think to myself, I could never do a cartwheel. But even sometimes now, I think you could give it a go. I'd break my arms. I mean, the thing is, I always still think that I could probably do a handstand up the wall. But I have seen people when they've had too much to drink try that if they're over a certain age, and as you put your hands on the floor, they give way. And I wouldn't be able to support my body weight. Because when you're younger, obviously, if you're quite trim, you can do it. I mean, you've got to have upper body strength. I am not going to be trying to do a handstand. I used to be able to do the crab. You used to go down the wall, basically, with your hands sort of over the back of your head. And I did that once. And also, I was on some sort of climbing frame, and I did a flip, and then I fell on the floor. And that was my only somersault that I ever managed to do. It was a disaster. I hurt myself. And because I was a kid, I didn't want to cry. So in the school playground, I landed on my hands and on my back, and I got all scuff marks because we used to land on, I thought it was sawdust and glass, I think. I don't know. It was horrible. Here's Eddie Grant, Do You Feel My Love?
You left me with a problem, and now I know what it's all about. You took my heart and split it up. Now you know what it's all about. How do you feel my love? Feel it as I walk away. Excuse you found yourself to justify the misery that you put yourself within. How do you feel my love? How do you feel it as I walk away? How do you feel my love? Used up, oh, I'm used up. Need to grab a stem, got to show my will. Been used too much.
You got some suntan lotion in that bottle of yours. Spread it all over my peeling skin, baby. That feels real good. All this skirt, lapping up the sun. Lap me up. Why don't you come on and lap me up? Walking on the beaches, looking at the beaches. Just lying down on the sand. I better go take a swim and see if I can cool down a little bit. 'Cause you and me, woman, we got a lot of things on our minds. You know what I mean? Walking on the beaches, looking at the beaches. Well, you just take a look over there. For women, that's what I preach. Preach a man. Walking on the beaches, looking at the beaches. There goes the charabanc. Looks like I'm gonna be stuck here the whole summer. Well, what a
been a hell of a week, but we made it. Yeah, we made it. Hear the bar shutting down, but we're staying. Yeah, we're staying. Only got so long till the morning comes, and life is too short to be wasted.
So light me up, twist me something good, make it strong enough, last long enough before the night is up. Just give me something good, pour me all your love. Make it strong enough, I'm never coming down. Ooh. Make it strong enough, I'm never coming down. Always say what I want when I'm faded, and I'm faded, oh. Put it on, play a song till we break it, till we break it. Only got so long till the morning comes. Life is too short to be wasted. So light me up, twist me something good, make it strong enough, last long enough.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? seeking legal guidance for your commercial business. Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer. Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Talford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment. Phoenix FM.
Oh, I'm very active today. Guess what I've been doing while you've been listening to that lovely lot of music? I was hoovering. Well, you need a little bit of hoover. The studio was a little bit messy, so I thought just do a little bit of a hoover. It's all right now. That's only because I dropped a bit of tinsel on the floor. Oh, it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare to get off the floor. That's what I've been doing. Right, just coming up to 11:27. What are you lot up to out there today? Doing anything interesting? Very quiet. Very quiet. I've got some messages coming through on Instagram. Good morning. Check in, I have not missed... What? What's this? Check in, I have not missed what? Who is that? No, you haven't missed it. Hello, Blue Scar. No, you haven't. I was going to play your track in a while, actually. Great name, isn't it? I don't know how these people think of some of their names. I tried to see if A Mouthful of Biscuit was free, because I thought, what a great name for DJ, as we were joking with Scott Ross last week about being called Mouthful of Biscuit. But the name's already gone. And that would have been really exciting, but never mind, it's gone. So now I am going to play a track. Because last week I was talking about Blue Scar and I played the wrong song. And then he said to me, did you play out my song? I said, oh yes, I did, I played it out. And then I got myself confused and I played it completely wrong track. So I do apologise. He did laugh about it. But it was one of those, one of the things that I can do. By the way, I just have to say... When I was in London on Friday, Blue Scar, I was going to Monument to go to the Sky Gardens, and I was with my friend, and I actually got on the wrong train and went the wrong way around the Circle Line. And it was after about five stops, I went, oh, hold on a minute. And then the worst thing was, when they went back to Sheffield, they got on the wrong train and they went to Nottingham. So, yeah, I don't think it is just me. But obviously that's the way my brain is at the moment. I did it twice. And the second time when I thought I was going the wrong way on the tube, I'd actually got off and I was going the right way. And then I had to wait about 10 minutes for another train that was going on the Circle Line to turn up. So it's just, yeah, it's just me at the moment. I do apologise. So here we, have Blue Scar. You will find him online at Blue Scar Music. And this is Amy Britannia. That's A-I-M-E-E Britannia, and this track is called Underwater, and it's a first play.
Bye.
The piano. That's Blue Scar and Amy Britannia. That track is called Underwater, and you will be hearing more of it coming up during this week. Here are the Foals. This is Miami. I'll be back with some traffic and some travel after this. is The Foles with Miami. Just come out to 11:37 on Phoenix 98 FM.
I absolutely love local radio. It is the best way to stay in touch with what's going on in your area. So stay tuned.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
All right, let's have a look on this morning and see if there's any major issues. There wasn't this morning so far. Brook Street roundabout is looking fine. A1023, no problems. Heading up the A12 towards Chelmsford is looking fine. And if you're heading up the M25 towards the M11, no issues. Heading down towards Lakeside, again, very clear. And coming back through the Dartford Tunnel as well and going across the bridge. You do have roadworks. Roadworks, temporary traffic signals, gas main work on Eagle Way at Essex Way. That's about it at the moment. Although on the Brook Street roundabout, lane closed on entry with long-term construction on the M25, anti-clockwise at junction 28 of the A12. Expect delays down to one lane, affecting traffic back onto the roundabout, but at the moment it's nice and clear. She's on our A-list at the moment. This is Abby Flynn with My Own Woman. A good track. That's Abby Flynn with My Own Woman. Just coming at 11:40 on Phoenix FM. Well, I've been really busy this morning. I've been poodling around in the studio. I've cleaned the desk as well. Like it's smelling fresh. I put some of that stuff you put on the floor and then hoover it up. I made a bit of a mistake before because I put it on this. It's kind of like a freshening thing you put on the floor, like powder. And I did it. I did it last year. That was the last time I probably hoovered. And when I tried to hoover it up, the suction had gone. And it was just like somebody had walked in dust everywhere. But it's actually smelling not too bad now in here. Not that it didn't smell nice. It just, you know, yeah, exactly. Thank you. I'm just getting a message here from Alison. I won't tell you what it's about. Yeah, exactly. Alison's got a lovely garden, by the way. Oh, it's lovely. I was there in the summer. It's my dream garden. In fact, I might move in. I haven't told her this yet. I'm just going to turn up where she lives and just put a tent up in the garden. It's the dream garden with the patio and kind of a pagoda. Is it a pagoda? Is that what they call it? Yeah. I live in the games room at the bottom of the garden. I don't mind. All they need now is a hot tub, although they are a bit out of fashion. I wouldn't have one. I don't know why this craze was for everybody to have a hot tub. I've got no idea. It's not something I would have in the garden. Even if I had a big garden, I can't see why. In fact, the only person I knew with a hot tub 10 years ago was Tony, who does Sunday lunch here. And I would have expected him to have one because of the size of the garden. He's got a beautiful house and a lovely garden. And I would have expected him to have a hot tub. But you didn't really expect it when you go around to three-bedroom semi and they've got a hot tub. I don't understand. I'm sorry. I just thought the hot tubs were the sort of thing for rich, really rich people. I don't know. And also, why would you... You sit in there and you go, yeah, I'm in the hot tub and I've got a glass of wine. Yeah, and that's it. And they cost, what, about 10 grand? Something like that? I don't know. Very expensive. More than that, probably. And also, you've got to make sure you keep all the chemicals and make sure they're clean. Otherwise, you end up with all sorts of funny diseases. Who wants that? So I don't understand the joy of sitting in a hot tub. I don't understand. It probably because I wouldn't want to get in a hot tub for a start in front of other people. But I don't know. I don't know. I mean, you tell me, if you've got a hot tub, is that... what? Why? I don't know. It's a bit like people have a sauna in their house. Again, why? Last time I went in a sauna was when I was over in Ireland and... I was ill afterwards. I don't know what happened. I don't know if I had a cold coming, but I had really bad problems with like sinus and dizziness and stuff. It was a dry, it was one of the, is it like a dry heat sauna? Not the steam, it's the other one, the dry one. I didn't like that at all. No. It always, because it's always like films, wasn't there like some of the James Bond film where somebody locks you in or something? And you're like, let me out! It's true. I'm sure I've seen that on a James Bond film where they go in, not in a hot tub, although they've had things where they like, you don't never kill you off straight away. They dangle you over something that's got like, you know, piranhas in it or something. So I was watching, I did actually watch The Spy Who, I can't say that, Austin Powers at the weekend. And I haven't seen it for a long time. It's about 20 years old now. And it did make me laugh. I did enjoy that, actually. Now, I'm just trawling through the... Oh, I know, through the songs. And I thought I'd play this because I miss him. What a voice. Here's George Michael with Freedom. Yeah. Love George Michael. What a voice. Lots of tributes around at the moment. I had a message from somebody actually about joining a band to do some backing vocals on an Elvis tribute band. Sound like they're going to be doing tours around the country. But I don't know. I'm a fan. I'm not really a fan of Elvis. I think he's an amazing artist. But I don't know if I want to be singing. I don't think I'm the right shape. I think you've got to sort of be dressed up in 1950s sort of dresses, and I love those. In fact, I always comment on Natasha from the Chicken and Frog Bookshop, because she wears those beautiful 1950s dresses that go in at the waist and they flare out with all the petticoats, and she looks amazing in them. And also my friend Mrs G, she's got a little waist in it. They look lovely on if you've got a smaller waist, but I don't really have a waist, so on me they wouldn't look quite right. And then that's what my main thing was. I thought, well, it could be a really well-paid gig, and you go out and you do it. And I was like, I can't wear the dress. I just can't wear the dress. I wouldn't have been wearing a suit, not back in those days. So I'd have to wear, like, one of the 1950s suit and have my hair done in curlers and all the makeup. And everything. I can't be bothered.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a jumpers or gym jams day at work, or support the Christmas tree recycling service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, the Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
Phoenix FM.
Andy Gardner on Phoenix 98 FM for Under the Radar every Monday at 6 to 8pm. I'll be playing the week's new independent and alternative releases from across the globe. My album of the week, interviews, news and live sessions from local artists. That's Under the Radar every Monday at 6 here on Phoenix 98 FM.
And just to let you know, Under the Radar with Andy Gardner tonight, Katie the Kings, who is excellent, is going to be talking about a Christmas song written for Colchester Zoo 60th anniversary. So that's coming up later. Plus, you've got the one and only Vixter. We turn it up.
Every Monday, 8 till 10pm, tune into my show, Turn It Up with Vixter. Playing you the latest in electronic music, with updates on gigs, live DJ sets, new releases, and my track of the week. Turn It Up with Vixter, every Monday, 8 till 10pm, on Phoenix 98 FM.
And the good thing with Vic's show is you can see him dancing in the studio. He has his disco lights on. And if you go into all the W's Phoenix FM, you can have a look on the live link and join him as well. He plays out some great tracks. But we've got loads more coming up today, including Scott Ross after me at 1, 2, 3. And then Joe Bailey is here with the Drive Time show as well. So that's all coming up here on Phoenix FM. I've got loads more music to play after the news. And also going to be looking at a little... Well, it's about our drinking habits as Brits. I didn't know. It's changed a lot since the 1960s, apparently. And I'm going to be talking about what booze is popular with us Brits now. Here's the news.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.